This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Good morning, Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. Get ready for the weekend. Yesterday, if you've been following along at home, President Trump has had his issues with the Fed chair, Jerome Powell. So it was interesting that he visited the Federal Reserve where they were doing renovations. Actually, you see the president in a hard hat, and Jerome Powell's off to the side, and he calls him over.
I was shocked when I saw this picture of Jerome Powell actually setting himself up for what was, I'm sure, a very critical President Donald Trump.
And very uncomfortable. CBS's Jared Hill.
New insight into the first meeting between Jeffrey Epstein co-conspirator Ghislaine Maxwell and the Deputy Attorney General. David Marcus is her lawyer.
Ms. Maxwell answered every single question. She never stopped. She never invoked a privilege. She never declined to answer.
Today, Deputy AG Todd Blanch is back with a convicted sex trafficker, posting the DOJ will share more of what they learn at the appropriate time. In an interview with CBS News, House Speaker Mike Johnson called for more accountability.
We want everybody who is involved in any way with the Epstein evils, let's call it what it was, to be brought to justice as quickly as possible. We want the full weight of the law on their heads.
Despite bipartisan interest, Thursday, President Donald Trump called concern over Epstein's connections yet another Democrat con job. The battle came as the president sparred with the head of the Federal Reserve in a rare presidential visit to their headquarters, butting heads with Fed Chair Jerome Powell over the cost of renovations.
It looks like it's about $3.1 billion. It went up a little bit, or a lot. So the 2.7 is now 3.1.
I'm not aware of that.
Yeah, it just came out.
Powell challenged the president's math.
You just added in a third building is what that is. That's a third building.
Well, no, but it's a building that's being built.
No, it was built 5 years ago.
But the real fight is over interest rates.
Well, I'd love him to lower interest rates.
The president says he doesn't plan to fire Powell, noting his four-year term ends in May.
So the bottom line is he wants him to lower interest rates, and I don't know that that's going to happen soon.
It was a photo op to, call attention to his grievances with the Fed chair, which include the building renovations of 2.5 is what I was reading. So
right,
they can quibble all they want over, you know, which building and what and how much money. But the truth is they're spending billions to renovate the Fed Reserve building. Are you kidding me?
Is that what he said? Billions, right?
That's right.
I want people to be aware of that.
What I was reading, $2.5 billion with a B.
What do they need that for?
Now, I speculated in a conversation with a friend yesterday that perhaps some of that cost could be in hardening the building and protecting the infrastructure from cyber attacks, etc. Maybe that is part of that, but still, that's a lot of cash for one big building.
But it was an opportunity, you know, face to face. Jerome Powell looked very uncomfortable.
Oh, didn't he? I didn't see the video, but I saw a picture this morning, and I
Yeah, I saw the video.
I gasped. I thought, why did you do that? Why would you allow yourself to...
Right, you should have hid.
You had to wipe tee yourself up for another pummeling.
You should have hid. By the way, we're going to talk to United States Senator Dave McCormick later on in the show. He's coming to Pittsburgh. They're touring the mill, you know, this new U.S. deal, Nippon deal, and also talk about basically the outcome of the summit that they had now a couple of weeks ago at Carnegie Mellon University.
I'd like to add to that that Senator McCormick made his first Senate floor speech this week. We covered that. David Balorado had that story for us yesterday. And then later in the day, I was going through my social media feed. I follow both of our senators. And there's a picture that McCormick has posted after the speech. There's his picture. He's standing there with John Fetterman and thanking Fetterman for coming to hear his first speech.
You know, I think most citizens of Pennsylvania would like to see a little more bipartisan efforts. And those two, in this case, especially with the, and you heard in our editorial with our big boss, Michael Spaciopoli, talking about all the things that are going on here to build up the region. And if they work together, a lot can get done.
Agreed.
So
agreed.
Look forward to that.
It's nice to see them cooperating when they can.
This Sunday in Cooperstown, New York, Major League Baseball has the All-Star or Hall of Fame inductions, and the Pirates are going to celebrate the life and career of Dave Parker, who posthumously now will be inducted into the Hall of Fame. So during the series with the Diamondbacks this weekend, they've unveiled a special black, gold, and white jersey patch that will be worn on all jerseys for the remainder of the season. And it's really cool. You see a cobra. It's have you seen the patch?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, yeah. It's a nice touch.
Yeah, it really is. It's a great thing.
We're going to talk to later on Joe Block with the Pirates. They got a lot of stuff going on this weekend, too. Do you ever go to one of those drone shows?
Not yet.
Well, they're doing one Saturday night.
They're very impressive, though, the videos I've seen.
It's unbelievable what they can do. I was just looking at, and I've seen a couple of these in person, and it's mind-boggling.
And it's just one operator, right? They've got one person directing all. This is not a bunch of people making their drones fly in formation. This is just one person who controls them all. Do I have that right?
Or? Yeah, it's all mathematics. You know, they're obviously this is choreographed and set up, and how they figure it all out. That's Saturday night at PNC Park, and we'll keep you posted on that. Coming up next, we're going to check on the weather for the weekend and early traffic with Ellen Gamble next. It's got their first full look at a practice, and you'll hear more about Aaron Rodgers coming up with Paul. And they talked to everybody yesterday. It was quite a day. I know our Odyssey sports director, Jeff Hathorn, was busy, busy, busy. Coach Tomlin also talked about Aaron Rodgers.
I really hadn't paid a lot of attention to this point. I'm certainly not surprised that they have that perspective on him. He's been a good communicator with me. He's been on the job a long time. If you're going to gain cohesion, certainly communication is a component of it.
You got that, Aaron? Communications, a component.
Cohesion.
He just has a way of speaking that's completely different than everybody else.
It's actually remarkable. It really is.
And the words and the phrases he use, they're still understandable. You still get what he's talking about.
Right, and they asked him, you know, due to Aaron Rodgers' longevity, let's put it that way, in the league, how he's going to handle practice.
You know, it's really simple, man. Different people need different number of reps based on their intellect and experience and so forth. In an environment like this, it's my job to give the guys what they need. The less they need, the more opportunities and reps for those that need additional. And so sometimes I'll take some reps away from him. I'll allocate them to Will Howard, but that's just a natural kind of common sense approach to getting the collective ready.
And Will Howard, the rookie quarterback out of Ohio State, just was gushing over how good Aaron Rodgers has been to him so far in terms of, you know, passing on his knowledge.
That's what I want to hear.
Yeah, and Will Howard talked about how he really looks up to Aaron Rodgers and his talent.
I think the obvious one is his arm. I mean, the things he's able to do with, you know, with the football in his hands is special. Like, I mean, sometimes I have to look away. I'm like, I can't do that. There's certain things that you want to take and put into your game, but there's certain things that I'm realistic about. I'm like, you know what, that's something that Aaron's going to be able to do, and maybe not me. But, you know, that was definitely what stood out. And I knew that he was a really, really sharp guy. And, you know, Jordy Nelson's a K-State guy, and I got to know him, and he talked about how sharp he was and how smart he was and how ahead of the competition he was in terms of the mental side. But I've really gotten to see it here, and, yeah, he just understands the game at a different level, and it's been cool to be around.
And what about the defensive captain, Cam Hayward? Somebody asked him, would you believe, why are you still playing?
There's a hunger there that I know I'm in. A rare group gets to see year 15, but it's something I constantly think about. There's things I want to check off before I hang them up, and I haven't reached those goals yet.
And he talked about what it's going to take on defense.
The answer on the field. You know, everybody's going to have an opinion of what we need to improve on. You know, it's simple to say 111th, but just the buy-in week in and week out, and understanding that we just got to be the constant. It can't be, you know, a roller coaster where, you know, we're riding our highs and then going down our lows. You know, I think to be the number one defense, it can't just be for, you know, week one through week seven. It's got to be a continued grind, and we got to be, you know, at the end of the season playing our best football.
And finally, Coach Tomlin on all of the changes in the offseason to the roster.
I'm really excited about this, and maybe in a lot of ways from that perspective, this is new territory for us. But oftentimes our interest in people is dependent upon relationships. And so they might be new to the Pittsburgh Steelers, but most of the guys that we've acquired, we've had some intimate knowledge of them as individuals and as players, and it's really liked them at earlier portions of their career at different points in the process.
And if you're going, parking lot opens at 11:45, gates at noon, practice starts at 1:55. It's free, but you do need a mobile ticket for entry, which you can get off of the Steelers website, steelers.com. So if you want to go to Latrobe or Latrobe to you?
You know, for me, it's very simply set by the commercials that I grew up watching as a boy. There was this famous golfer by the name of Arnold Palmer.
Oh, I've heard
out riding his tractor.
Yes.
And the soundtrack underneath was for Pennzoil. It's at Latrobe, Pennsylvania.
Well, that's a good reference.
Yeah.
And I talked to Chamber of Commerce President Brianna Tomic.
She said Latrobe.
She did.
Yeah.
So she said either way. And then we talked to one of the commissioners when he was here with Rich Fitzgerald. He said, I don't care how you say it. Just come spend your money. And I get that, too.
You know, it's really, the weather is really working in the favor of the innkeepers and the people who entertain people and feed people down in Latrobe, because everybody's going to be wanting to be cool and dry after staying out in the sun like that.
Oh, 100%.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart,
for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Stay hydrated, please. Five top stories driving the day's news every afternoon, brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh, Demand the Yellow Van. Big weekend for the Pirates organization, as Dave Parker will be officially inducted into Major League Baseball's Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, posthumously passing just a month ago, Aaron. And the Pirates have revealed they're going to wear a commemorative patch. It's black, gold, and white, and it says Cobra with a silhouette of Dave Parker, which I think is a classy move, and they'll wear that the rest of the season.
I always love sentimental things like that. You know, it shows that as a team, they will honor and miss him.
And also, not to be overlooked, the late Dick Allen, who's from Wampum, PA, I think they were incorporated in 1792 or something. He is also the late legend, will be honored at the Hall of Fame. So for his friends and family, and Wampum is actually right off the Beaver Falls exit of the turnpike there.
Mm-hmm.
But there are so they called it. His nickname was Crash, by the way. Dick Allen, big major influence in baseball. Played for the Phillies, and somebody that I remember growing up, you know, you'd hear his name, but there was always that Pittsburgh connection.
Right.
Which I always joke, you know, you're a half person from everybody. So
it is true. I remember when you first started saying that, I was like, wow. But it is true.
Well, you're finding that out with guests we have,
yes.
People you meet.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this person knows that person. So... Also, the passing of Hulk Hogan.
Hulkamaniacs are mourning the loss of pro wrestling legend Hulk Hogan, who rose to fame as a pop culture icon in the 80s. Hogan died yesterday in Florida. Police say authorities responded to a call about a cardiac arrest and took him to a hospital where he was pronounced dead. Fellow wrestler Nature Boy Ric Flair wrote on X, "Hulk has been by my side since we started in the wrestling business. An incredible athlete, talent, friend, and father. Hulkster, no one will ever compare to you." Vlad Duthier looks back on Hogan's life.
Hulk Hogan!
When Hulk Hogan stepped into the squared circle,
the greatest professional athlete in the world today, look at him.
He became the ringleader of a pro wrestling circus.
Helping turn what was once a carnival attraction into a national entertainment juggernaut.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
You are one good-sized person.
Thank you.
One big man.
He was a hulking 6'7", 300 pounds, with bulging biceps he named the 24-inch python.
The largest arms in the world.
With that trademark handlebar mustache and colorful bandanas covering thinning blonde hair, he sent audiences into a frenzy.
Tonight, the hunter becomes a hunted.
It was called Hulkamania. Hulk Hogan was born Terry Bollea in Augusta, Georgia, August 11th, 1953.
Once I clicked, I was not Terry Bollea. When I went to that ring, I was Hulk Hogan, brother.
I'm coming after you, Balboa.
His pro wrestling fame earned him the role of Thunder Lips in the 1982 film Rocky III.
You're in trouble.
Hogan's life off the movie and TV screens was turbulent. There was divorce, depression, and steroid use.
Audio tape of him using the N-word was made public. And after a website published an explicit video of him, he won a high-profile court battle on invasion of privacy grounds.
Hogan jumped from the wrestling ring to the political arena last year at the Republican National Convention in Hulkamaniacal style. Hulk Hogan was 71.
Vladimir Dutip, CBS News, New York.
And we're going to talk to CBS's Mike Wallace in a moment. And Aaron, I'm curious. I'm guessing you didn't watch wrestling growing up.
I didn't. Not consistently. I've definitely seen clips here and there.
But if I said Hulk Hogan before
yesterday.
I know exactly
who he is.
Yeah. So he transcended. When they say somebody transcends their sport, mm-hmm. their personality becomes larger than just their image, even though if you never saw a single show that they did in a wrestling match. Of course, he came through here many times over the years. But you were just saying to me yesterday morning about the old adage, the passing of celebrities in threes, because we had Theo from The Cosby Show, Malcolm Jamal Warner, then Ozzy Osbourne, obviously, and now Hulk Hogan.
And it's unreal because when you think about it, obviously, you know, someone is losing someone every day, but because these are high-profile people, it obviously sticks out like a sore thumb. So it is so interesting. But I think what made Hulk Hogan and Ozzy in particular transcend what they do is their personality. It's just like the NIL right now. You know, it's like their brand. They created a brand around this personality.
Another passing yesterday was jazz musician Chuck Mangione, known for Feels So Good, huge hit. He died at 84. His attorney says he passed in his home in Rochester, New York. He achieved international fame in 1977 with Feels So Good. He released over 30 albums, won 2 Grammys, started his career as a bebop musician with Dizzy Gillespie. In 2009, he donated memorabilia to the Smithsonian and basically retired from music 10 years ago. But he became a fixture on the animated series King of the Hill. Music journalist and author Alan Light looks back.
It's fascinating that this is somebody who has remained as well known in the culture as he has. Certainly the resurgence of being a recurring punchline on King of the Hill helped keep him out there. But, you know, this is somebody who won some Grammy Awards, who had a huge pop hit, an instrumental pop hit with Feel So Good.
Chuck Mangione passing at the age of 84. And more on Hulk Hogan coming up next. High of 87 today. Some thunderstorms around the area. Right now it's 77.
Fight for what's right.
Hulk Hogan's theme, Real American. Passing at the age of 71 due to cardiac arrest in Clearwater, Florida. And joining us from CBS, Mike Wallace, to talk about his impact and legacy with the wrestling community and beyond. Mike, good morning.
Hey, Larry. Good morning. How are you?
Good. We were just, and in this town, you have to know, one of the original superstars of wrestling, the late Bruno Sammartino.
Sure.
And then Hulk Hogan transcended his sport because my producer, Aaron, said she didn't watch wrestling, but she knew who Hulk Hogan was.
Yeah, he had an amazing reach, right? Was it his ripaway shirts? Was it the mustache and the long blonde hair? Hard to pinpoint one aspect of why he was so popular, but he certainly elevated the sport to a whole new level in the mid-1980s.
And that said, it's amazing the impact that somebody like that, and there's always this incredible biographical arc where he was, at first he was the hero in the wrestling world, then he was the villain, and kind of the villain in real life for a while, was going to get inducted into their Hall of Fame, and then they wait and brought him back, and so he seemed to have gone full circle.
Yeah, he had a lot of twists and turns there in his wrestling career and in his personal life, too. There was that secret recording of him using the N-word, which got him in trouble. There was the sex tape with his best friend's wife that he ended up getting a huge $100 million-plus lawsuit awarded to him against Gawker Media at the time. And then just career-wise, as you mentioned, leaving the WWE, going to WCW for several years, then returning to the WWE. And I didn't realize until this morning that he had just agreed to serve as first commissioner of something called the Real American Freestyle Organization. It was going to be the first unscripted pro wrestling league in the world. They're going to start action next month. I think it was in Cleveland they were going to have their first event. He was going to be the commissioner of that league. So he was looking to branch off yet again into another league and something that he was hoping was going to take off. But alas, it wasn't meant to be.
Mike, were there any indications that he was in ill health, or is this a complete surprise, the passing of a heart attack?
Yeah, you know, that's another interesting aspect of this. TMZ, among others, had been reporting for several weeks that he was on his deathbed, and the family angrily denied that for several weeks. And then, of course, we got the word yesterday. So it's still unclear how long he had been in some sort of distress or health problems, but certainly it, you know, obviously came to a conclusion yesterday. But no signs of foul play, police say. It just seems to have been a cardiac arrest.
Mike, appreciate the time. Have a great weekend. Thank you.
All right, Larry, you too. Thanks.
Hulk Hogan, transcending the sport of wrestling.
From the Goldberg, Persky, and White News Desk, Larry, of all the things Steelers fans most want to see this season is lots of touchdown passes from Aaron Rodgers to DK Metcalf, right?
Amen.
And hopefully being training camp roommates will help.
DK and I have worked out in the offseason together, got a good relationship. We talked about you know, a lot of football stuff. We FaceTime, we texted during the offseason after mini camp. So we got a good relationship.
Yeah, apparently they're sharing a suite, but neither knew who their suite mate was, and what they share in between their private bedrooms is a bathroom. And so there was a knock at the door, and I forget whether it was Aaron or DK, was like, well, who's that? They're happy, apparently. And they spent time together, yeah, along with other receivers out in California.
Yeah, that's what I like to hear. Yeah, really like to hear that.
Seems like a... I know it's day one. I know all the acrimony. I know the excitement, but it does seem that there's a camaraderie that exists already among many of the players, the new players.
So extreme heat baked the Pittsburgh region on Thursday. We had a high of 90. I don't know what the real feel was, Larry, but it should be a little less hot today. But not on the East Coast.
We've got record high temperatures being forecast in Baltimore, in Philadelphia, and in New York City as well. Could even see some records on up into New England.
Yeah, record highs. And it's been hot a lot over the years. So,
and I'm sorry to say that it's going to be back in the 90s again on Monday and
I'm
Tuesday.
I'm sorry, don't Jeez. Say that.
Yeah. Hey, ahead of Dave Parker's induction in the Baseball Hall of Fame this weekend, the Pirates are honoring him with a uniform patch. They'll do it from tonight through the rest of the season.
Yeah, this is a great gesture. The late Dave Parker at least knew he had finally made the Hall of Fame. So it'll be a very emotional day on Sunday in Cooperstown. But throughout the rest of the season, that Cobra patch will be on their shoulders.
And it looks like this. It's got a gold silhouette of Parker and then the nickname Cobra written across it. It's really nice.
And we'll ask Pirates broadcaster Joe Block about that and more coming up in our 9 o'clock hour.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh my God!
Whole scheme. Struck him out. be. Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.